This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. A naked breast, a lewd remark, or several of them. People are troubled by what's on television and radio these days, and government regulators are responding. President Bush wants $4 million for anti-obscenity efforts in the next year's budget. Attorney General John Ashcroft has a new senior counsel on obscenity. These measures themselves have brought an outcry from free speech advocates. In the land of free speech, when do things go too far? Day-to-Day technology and media contributor Shenny Jardin reports.
Ashcroft has repeatedly voiced his view that the internet is a haven for obscenity. Electronic Frontier Foundation co-founder John Perry Barlow is one of many civil libertarians concerned about recent Justice Department moves to crack down on obscenity online.
The problem is that the internet is a pernicious medium for practically anything you want to put through it.
Most forms of pornography in America are legal, but a 1973 Supreme Court ruling decided that adult material which could be considered obscene should be against the law. The court created a three-pronged test to define obscenity. Among other things, the material must be found to lack literary, artistic, political, or scientific value and appeal to prurient interests by contemporary community standards. But in the age of the internet, where images and video can be transferred worldwide electronically, defining community standards of decency is difficult, if not impossible. John Perry Barlow.
These initiatives are about controlling the internet, and one of the ways in which they're trying to control the internet is by embedding things in the very architecture of computing that will make anonymity impossible. I mean, the new trusted computing model that is being developed by Microsoft and Intel will make it very difficult for you to have anything coming into or leaving your computer that doesn't have your identity attached to it. And this is something that the government, I think, is going to find very useful.
To date, the Bush administration has filed 25 adult obscenity cases around the country. One of the better-known examples involves adult filmmakers Rob and Janet Zakari, who own the aptly named Extreme Associates. Their videos are known for particularly graphic combinations of sex, violence, and stomach-turning gross-out stunts. So gross, they inspired 10 counts of violating federal obscenity laws in a 2003 indictment. If convicted, the husband and wife team face up to 50 years in jail and $2.5 million in fines.
Handling pornography and obscenity on the internet is not something that is full of real simple solutions.
Patrick Vaughn is chief counsel for the American Family Association, a Christian anti-pornography group.
There probably is a role for government to play. Sometimes it's appropriate for the government to say, we want this piece of information so that we can regulate.
And indeed, the American Family Association has solicited aid from the federal government in their crusade to stamp out smut. For two decades, the American Family Association promoted the final week in October as Pornography Awareness Week. Just last year, President Bush proclaimed it would now be known as Protection from Pornography Week. The group says it's against censorship, but Patrick Vaughn believes the government should be involved.
Compare this to the regulation of polluters. There's always a well-funded industry that fights all attempts at regulating pollution. And just say, if you do this, you're going to ruin the industry. Our society constantly has to balance how do we have a vibrant industry and also how do we make it so that people can protect themselves from stuff they don't want to see, protect their children from things that might be harmful to them.
I like to say that we stick to plain old vanilla sex, and it seems to keep us out of trouble.
For Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint, these legal issues are nothing new. He's been dealing with them for over 30 years through numerous court cases involving federal obscenity law.
Well, when those guys, you know, like Extreme Associates, when they push the envelope, they've got to realize that they're inviting prosecution, because I went through all that 30 years ago.
In this recent interview conducted for Wired News and Day to Day, Flint spoke about efforts by the current administration to crack down.
Privacy is not specifically spelled out in the Constitution like freedom of speech is in the First Amendment. I think there are a lot of people that want to remain anonymous and want to try to hang on to it. And probably some of the lawmakers feel that way as well.
Some blame the evolution of technology for the global boom in smut, but VCRs, pay-per-view cable, spam, and webcams may not be the real culprit. Ultimately, say industry advocates like Larry Flint, porn exists because millions of adults want it.
The genie's out of the bottle. It's not going to go away. And people are no longer interested in having others tell them what they can read or what they can see or what they can do in the privacy of their own home.
For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.